This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
Knows what he's doing better than I do. Can I get an amen? And this was the message. It's for this week, okay? When I saw the songs that we sang, God already confirmed to me this message is for today. How many are ready for the message? All right, some of you are. Some of you hopefully will get ready as we give it to you. I want to go into Psalm 24. A couple weeks ago we were in Psalm 23. Brother Johnny got to share on Wednesday, did a good job. We had a really good time. Every Wednesday we've been really blessed with the words that people have been sharing. Johnny got to speak a little bit about David in the Old Testament. It was good. How many were blessed Wednesday? Well, I think you'll be blessed today too. This will kind of confirm some of the things he was sharing and bring out some other things. But here's my title for you. I've been forgetting lately at times to give you a title, but I'm not going to forget today because this really will set up the message today and prepare us for communion. This message is going to prepare you. If you're not ready today, if you came in here and said, you know what, I don't know if I'm going to take communion, you need to take communion. After you hear this message, you will be ready. Can I get an amen? Oh, that was weak. Lord, I'm going to need some help here today. Praise God. Here's my title: Clean Hands and a Pure Heart. Let me say it again. What are these? Clean hands. Somebody say clean. Did you wash your hands this morning? Maybe you took a shower, you took a bath, right? How many know it's important we have to have what? Clean hands. And also what? A pure heart. Somebody say pure. God wants us not, because we have a heart. How many know that? But God wants a pure heart. Okay, we know he's talking about spiritually. We need a healthy heart physically. Can I get an amen? But God wants us to have what? Clean hands and a pure heart. The Lord spoke to me today to do this. I got a box here. This is a soap box. How many like Irish Spring? Nobody? Wow. My wife, she's been buying Irish Spring for the longest time. It's a good soap. I like it. That's what we use. Not, you know, sometimes we change, whatever. But this week, I went to visit Mom in her room, and I went in the bathroom, and all of a sudden, she had a big bar of soap that I'd given to her a while ago. That bar of soap was gone. Can you believe it? Somebody stole her soap in her room. Hopefully, when they use it, it's going to clean them up, okay? Not only physically, but spiritually, amen. So I had to bring Mom another bar of soap, and I brought it this morning, and the Lord said, use this as part of your message. So I'm gonna talk to you a little bit today about what? Clean hands. We got to clean our hands, right? How many know when you work in a garden or you work outside, you cut the grass, you do things, you know, your hands get dirty, amen? And you need soap. You got to clean your hands up, right? How many know the same way spiritually, God wants our hands to be clean? Right? And how many know you can't just say, Lord, clean my hands today, and that's it? Because how many know we make mistakes from time to time, and we need our hands continually to be cleaned? Can I get an amen? And our heart needs to be what? Pure today. Pure. Sincere. You're going to see what God has for us today in the message. I'm going to leave it right here. You're not going to forget this today, that Pastor Rich brought this soap for you to think about. So here we go. Psalm 24, we're going to look at verses 3 to 10. I'm going to try not to be too long. Lately, God has just been giving me so much. I've been on a flow. I normally don't preach for an hour, but the last few Sundays, I have preached for an hour because I listen to myself. How many go on YouTube? Are you checking it out on YouTube? It's pretty good, isn't it? It's very professional. Again, thank you, Lord. I want to welcome our viewers on YouTube and Facebook. We're happy you're joining us today. This is our 10 o'clock service at Oriole Christian Assembly. I hope you're getting blessed. But even more, I hope that what you see here live on Sunday morning will cause you to want to come here and be a part of this church. Come and visit us here at Royal. Amen. 10 o'clock Sundays, 7 p.m. Wednesdays. Amen. So here we go. Psalm 24, we're going to start with verse 3. We're going to get through verse 10. Pay attention to these verses because we've sung about them already. This is going to minister to you today. In verse 3, it says, "Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place?" David here is questioning the Lord and saying, "Lord, you know what? Who's going to ascend up in the hill of the Lord?" Right? He's wondering, "Lord, who is going to stand in the holy place of the Lord?" Let me add to this. Who's going to ascend into heaven one day? Can I get an amen? David's saying, "Who, Lord? Who?" He's questioning God, right? Have you ever asked that to the Lord? "Lord, is so-and-so going to make it to heaven?" "Lord, is my family members, Lord, are they going to make it to heaven? Are they going to, like David was saying here, are they going to ascend one day to the hill of the Lord or to the mountain of the Lord," right? And it's a special place. He says, not only does he say the hill of the Lord here, but he says what? His holy place. David is saying, "Lord, who is going to ascend in that holy place?" How many know heaven is a holy place? Let me break it down even a little bit with you today. This sanctuary is a holy place. Can I get an amen? That's why when we come here, we need to what? Respect this room, because it's the sanctuary of the Lord, right? And when we come here, we should treat it that way. Can I get an amen? But just think about it. One day, we're going to be able to ascend where? To the hill of the Lord or to heaven. Amen. I look forward to that day. How about you today? Right? It's going to be special, right? The key, question I have for us today is, who wants to be in that sacred place today? Right? Who wants to be in that sacred place with God, with Jesus? Anybody here want to be in that place? I sure hope so. I can't wait for that day. How about you? Right? When Jesus comes back, it's going to be an awesome time. Talk about the greatest event that's going to hit our world. CNN News, they ain't going to know how to handle it. Who's hearing me today? Fox News, all of them. When Jesus comes back, this place is going to be unbelievable. How many know it? And he's coming back for certain people. Can I get an amen? How many know he's not coming back for everybody? The Lord wants to come back for everybody, but we got to be ready for him today. Can I get an amen? Right? We got to be ready. So David is saying, "Who, Lord? Who's going to be with you one day? Who's going to ascend?" See, it's a promotion. We're gonna ascend one day. Amen. Don't get me wrong. Promotions on earth are good. But man, that's going to be a great promotion when we get to heaven. Can I get an amen? When we get to be with Jesus, we get to be with the Father. Oh boy, what a day that's going to be. That should give you enough energy today to live for Jesus every day. Can I get an amen? Right? In Psalm 15, 1 and 2, it says this, "Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle?" How about us today? This is his tabernacle, amen? It's not my tabernacle. It ain't even yours. How many know that? This is God's tabernacle here. He says, "Lord, who?" This is David again. "Who's going to abide in the tabernacle of the Lord?" Forever. Abide means to stay forever. How many want to be in that tabernacle forever? Right? He says, "Who shall dwell in thy holy hill?" Here it is again. It's a holy hill, holy place to be with Jesus, right? Look at what he answers. He says, "He that walketh uprightly." Somebody say uprightly today. We got to walk uprightly. And what else? "And worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart." Last week the message was about the words of truth, right? We need the words of truth in our heart. That's the person who's going to do what? Is going to ascend one day, is going to be in the hill of the Lord, is going to be in a tabernacle, the ones who are walking uprightly today. Amen. Is that me and you today? I hope so, right? those of us who are working and walking in righteousness and who speak the truth. People need the truth today. Can I get an amen? God has been giving me opportunities to talk to people and not share a whole lot, but this past week, Friday, I got to be able to go golfing again. So I tried to get somebody to go with me. I even thought about you, Brother Carlos, but it was too late. You were probably tied up anyways. But so I said, I'm just going to go. I'm going to go. God blessed me with a good week at work. I had a little time. Friday was a beautiful day. So I went early to play. I won't be long. I just want to testify a little bit how God connects you with people. So I went. I got to the golf course, Brother Carlos. There was nobody there. River Oaks. The parking lot was empty. I said, Lord, where is everybody? It's like, it's just for me today. So I went. I paid for my ticket. I start golfing by myself. I played by myself. I got to the very end, and this guy was lagging behind me. He finally caught up to me, and I said, come on, you can hit with me. Let's play together for the end. Really nice guy. His name is Justin, and we played the last two holes. Come to find out, you know where he lives? In Elmwood Park. He's all the way by me. In South Holland, Calumet City is where the golf course is. I said, what are you doing here? I said, my church is out there. He said, I play all the Forest Preserve golf courses, and this is the only one I never played. So he came to play over there. And this guy could play. He shot par, Brother Carlos. He shot a 72, for those of you who don't understand. That's an excellent score, okay? I wish I did that. So we began to talk and share a little bit, and because we were by ourselves, we said, let's play some more. We played another nine holes, played 27 holes with this guy, okay? And you know what? Because he was so good, I got better. I did better the next nine holes. I surpassed my previous nine holes. I did 12 shots better because I was golfing with a better guy. Do you know it's important who you hang with? It really is. But anyways, to just share with you, I was able to give him my card for the church. He said, you know what? We are looking for a church, him and his girlfriend. I said, come visit us. You could probably walk here. And I gave him my card. I gave him my business card from work also and planted a seed. Had a good time with him. He says, God bless you. See you. I said, I hope to hear from you. I hope to see you at church. Opportunities we get to what? Connect with people. People need truth today. Amen? He's a really good guy. I pray he comes with his girlfriend. We'll be able to minister to him. So get this picture here, what David is saying in this psalm, right? He's asking this question about, you know, who is going to be in that holy place? Who's going to be in that hill of the Lord, right? Who's going to be in that sacred place? Well, he then begins to answer, right? Look at verse 4 in Psalm 24. He says, he that has what? Clean hands. What kind of hands? Clean. You need some soap today? Do you like Irish Spring? I'll, you know, let you use it if you want. Or maybe Dove soap. I don't know. You got all kinds of different soap. Amen. What kind of hands? Clean hands, he says here. Clean hands and what else? And a pure heart. David first throws the question out, Lord, who's going to be in that high hill, that mountain? Who's going to be in that sacred place? See, not everybody's going to be there. Then he answers, who's going to be there? He says, it's the one who what has what kind of hands? Clean hands, not dirty hands. Clean. And what kind of heart? A pure heart. Pure heart, okay? Pure heart. Let me read the last part of that verse. Who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully? This is the person one day is going to be with the Lord in that high hill, in that mountain, in heaven one day, in that sacred place. It's not just going to be anybody. See, God requires some things of us today. How many know that? Oh, yeah, salvation is a free gift. We know that today. I can't earn it. You can't earn it. How many know that? It's the gift of God. Salvation is the greatest gift mankind could ever have, right? But once we have the gift, We got to do what we're supposed to do. Can I get an amen? And you know what? When you talk to people, you find out where people are at. And you know what? A lot of people, and I'm not saying this to judge people, a lot of people, their hands are dirty today. Who's hearing me? Their hands are dirty. And their heart, it's not pure. Who's hearing me? It's not sincere. It's not real. Sometimes we try to fool one another, right? But God gives us discernment. How many hear me today? When you deal with people, the Lord shows you where people are at, if they're telling you the truth or they're lying. Who's hearing me today? Right? David says, we got to have clean hands. Amen. We got to have what kind of a heart? A pure heart, a sincere heart. You notice it didn't say here, when he talked about clean hands, it didn't say perfect hands. Did you notice that? I don't have perfect hands. How about you? No, you don't. If you say yes, I'll pray for you. We don't, okay? Because God knows we're not perfect. That's why we need Jesus, right? We're sinners saved by grace. Amen. I don't like to call us, when we begin to walk with God and serve God, I don't like to call us sinners like some do, because a sinner is someone who continues to sin over and over again. Who's hearing me today? That was us before we got saved. Who's hearing me? I don't have the nature to sin like I used to. How about you today? I have a nature to do what's right. Who's hearing me? If you got Christ in your life, your nature should be changing. Who's hearing me today? So I don't like to use that term for saved people or born again people. That's what we were before. But we do still sin at times, right? Be honest with me. We still do what? Make mistakes at times. But those mistakes should get less and less as we walk with God, right? Because God is working on us, helping us, right? Matthew 5:8 says what to us? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall what? See God. Are you getting this today, church? Who's going to be in heaven one day? Who's going to be in the hill of the Lord in that sacred place? Those who are what? Clean hands and a pure heart. Blessed are who? The pure in heart today. For they shall see God one day. You're going to see God. Can you get that thought in your mind today? What a day that's going to be. Like you see me today preaching, right, on this pulpit. You're going to see Jesus one day. Isn't that awesome? You're going to see God the Father, the Holy Spirit, all three in one. They're going to be there, right, when he comes back for us. Pure heart. This is the one who's what? Has not lifted up his soul unto vanity. Get this today, church. Vanity means falsehood here. We don't give our lives to falsehood. How many know people do that in the world today? We give ourselves to what? Truth. Truth will transform us and change us, right? We don't walk in vanity. Vanity of vanities, Solomon said, right? In Ecclesiastes, everything is vanity, Solomon said, right? How many read that? Without God, everything doesn't mean nothing today. How many know that? Unless we have a relationship with God, it's all vanity. But here he's talking about that you don't give yourself unto vanity or falsehood or what is fake today. That's a word that we hear a lot now. Fake what? Fake news, right? How about this? Fake doctrine. It's out there today. How many know that? False doctrine. That's fake news. Think about it. Fake gospel. How many know you need to know your Bible today like never before? Because there's a lot of false, fake doctrines out there. They have a little bit of truth, and then they add all this lie to it. Who's hearing me today? You got to know your Bible today. You got to know where you're going to church. You got to know that they're preaching the gospel. They're preaching the truth. How many hear me today? Right? He says, this person is not going to give himself unto this. He's not going to walk in deceit, but in truth. Can I get an amen? How many want to walk in the truth today? Not in perjury or lies, right? God doesn't want us to walk in falseness or lies or perjury, right? A lot of people doing that today. Some people, you can't trust what they tell you anymore. How many know that? You got to be really careful. Years ago, we used to do this, a handshake. Who's hearing me? We didn't have to have a contract. Who's hearing me today? Right, Frank? When you made a business deal, your word was your bond. Amen? You said, here, you do this and I'm going to do this. You shook that person's head and that was it. Nowadays, you can't do that. How many know that? You can't trust people like you used to, right? You don't know who's for real and who's not. But we, as the people of God, we got to be for real. Can I get an amen, right? We got to walk in truth today. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, let me read it to you. 1 Timothy chapter 1, 9 and 10, it says, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, hear me today, but for the lawless and the disobedient, right? The laws that we have out there, it's not for the good people, it's for the bad people. Those who don't know how to follow the law, right? He says, but for the lawless and the disobedient, for the ungodly, and there it is, for sinners. Those who constantly are living ungodly lives and sinning, right? For unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers. Just watch the news. People killing people constantly. Not only people killing people that they hate or against, families killing one another, husbands killing their wives and their kids, and mothers killing their kids and their husband. If you watch the news, you know what I'm talking about. I'm telling you the truth today. Amen. The law is for these kind of people because they're lawless. Amen. For whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind. Oh, don't get me started with that. That's talking about what? Homosexuality, lesbianism, right? I'll just leave it right there. You know what I'm talking about. Who defile themselves with mankind. When Steve wants to marry Bob, they're defiling themselves. Do you understand me today? Because it's unnatural. It's not natural for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman and for a man to have sex with a man. I'm going to make it real plain on the table today. Who's hearing me? God made man and woman for man to be with woman. Who's hearing me today? It's a defilement when we want to have sex with the same man, woman, woman. That's why God says it's an abomination. But what does our world say today? It's okay. It's my right. Well, sometimes our rights are wrong. Who's hearing me today? God says it's wrong. It's an abomination today. When we see this, but what did we do in America a few years ago? We said it was legal. Legal for man to marry man and woman to marry woman. But God didn't say it was right. He never said it was right. He's all along he said it's wrong. We as the church, we got to stand up for what's right today. Right? I'm not against those people. I'm against their lifestyle. Amen. Who's hearing me today? God doesn't hate people. He hates the sin. Who's hearing me today? God doesn't hate anybody. He loves people, right? We love people, but we don't have to agree with what's wrong today. Who's hearing me? It's time for the church to get tough, to speak the truth, right? He says here, for men stealers, for those who steal, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to what? Sound doctrine. Amen. The word of God, that's what it's for. As well as the laws of the land. But unfortunately, the laws of the land are wrong too sometimes. Who's hearing me? When we say it's okay for abortion, when we kill little babies, they're not even born yet. How many millions, 70-some million babies we've killed since Roe versus Wade in the 70s? 70-some million babies. Are you hearing me today? That should bother us today. Should bother us today, right? It's wrong. We need what? Righteousness to come back. We need what? Clean hands again. Who's hearing me? A lot of people don't have clean hands, and they think it's okay today. It's not okay. See, I want to be there when he comes back. How about you? All right? I want my hands clean now. Amen. I'm getting ready for when he's coming back. Amen. I make sure I clean my hands all the time. How about you? Not only naturally, but spiritually. I got to clean my spirit. Who's hearing me today? I need my mind clean. I need my heart clean every day. How do you do that? Read the Word of God. Church, read the Word of God. Pray. and go to church. I should have got some amens. I'm not preaching at you. I'm preaching with you today. Amen. You're in church. We're blessed. But where's other people? Unless we're on vacation, unless we're really sick, this is where we should be on Sunday morning. Can I get an amen? Because we want to be what? In the house of the Lord. David said, it was good for me to be in the house of the Lord. I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. But see, the devil's working overtime today. He's trying to get people not to come to church. Why? Because they'll get their hands clean when they come here. Who's hearing me, church? They're gonna get the spiritual soap that they need, and they're going to clean their hands. Amen. And God's going to work on the heart, pure heart. I've been walking with God for 39 years, and you know what? He's continually still making my heart pure. How about yours today? I have not arrived. In my hands, he's making them cleaner and cleaner. How about you today? Because I want that. We got to want that today. Amen. We need to pray for America to want that again. Can I get an amen? We need our nation to be godly again. Can I get an amen, right? David says, you got to have clean hands. You got to have a pure heart. Oh, I got to keep moving here. Look at verse 5. He says here, he shall receive. Or let me change it for you ladies today. She, any she's here? All right, I got a couple hands go up. When he means he here, he means everyone, okay? Praise God. He says, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord. How many want the blessing today? In the Amplified Bible, it says blessing, not the blessing, just meaning blessing as a subject, meaning God wants to give us blessing today. I love when he blesses me. How about you? I was blessed this week. I had a phenomenal week at work. You know, and I try to tell people, it's God. It's favor on my life. He connects me with the right people. I'm able to do real good business-wise. Because why? I try to keep my hands clean. Who's hearing me today? I want my heart pure. I want to help people. And God sends me people. Amen. And I'm able to be blessed at work, right? But I know it. It's God in my life, okay? Had a tremendous week, able to be blessed, right? And God was saying, you know what? This person who has what? Clean hands and a pure heart, he's going to receive blessing. Do you get that today, church? Gloria, God wants to bless you so much you have abundance today. Can I get an amen? Annalena, God wants to overly bless you today with abundance. But you got to follow the script. Who's hearing me today? Can't do everything we want to do, right? Sometimes we've got to put our flesh down. Who's hearing me today? How many know today, this flesh wants a lot. But the Holy Spirit that's inside of you, he needs to rule your flesh. Who's hearing me today? If you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you will overcome the flesh. I didn't say it was easy. I never said it's easy. But when you're committed to the Lord, amen, when you're walking with God, you know what? You can overcome the things of the flesh. It's a battle every day. How many know that? Every day, it's a battle. You say, and I hate to even bring this up, but it bothers me because I think about it. In the church, let me have your attention just for one quick second. In the church, did you know pornography is a problem today? I don't want to talk about this. I really don't. Because I get, the devil tries to challenge me too. I'm a human like you. How many hear me today? I got to fight the same battles you do, even more because I'm a pastor. Hear me today, church. I have to fight that spirit of lust, and it's all over the place. But in the church, hear me, more than 60% of men struggle with pornography. I said, in the church. I'm not talking about out of the church, but hold on. Women are having trouble too. It's not just men, okay? It's women too. It's not at the level of men. I don't understand why. Whatever it is, okay? But the devil tries to attack our men, okay? And he's winning in some areas. We need to come against that spirit of pornography and lust, right? See, the devil's trying to mess us up so we can't do what we're supposed to do. That spirit of lust is a strong spirit. You need to hear me today. If you're dealing with that, you need to talk to me, and I'll pray with you, because I need you to pray for me too, because I have to fight those spirits too. Who's hearing me today? Just because I'm a pastor doesn't mean, you know, I'm on an island by myself and I don't have to deal with problems. Or I do, like you. But I want my hands clean. Who's hearing me today? I need my heart pure, right? How am I going to do that? I got to be in my Bible, church. I got to get in this Bible every day. I got to pray every day. I got to be in church every time I can be in church. Stop making excuses, people. Because we hurt ourselves when we make excuses. I could write a book on excuses people tell me, right? It's not good enough. But look at here. The Lord says, I want you to have the blessing. Who's going to have the blessing? The one who has clean hands, using their soap, spiritual soap, clean hands. What kind of heart? Pure heart, for real, not fake. You're honest with God. You're honest with your spouse. You're honest with one another. We should be honest here with each other. Can I get an amen? I'm being real honest with you today. I'm laying it on the table today. Can I get an amen? Right? God says, I'm going to bless that person. That's the person who's going to be in that holy place one day. I got to keep going here. I'm never going to get through this. Let me keep going. He says, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. See, we're going to have not only the blessing of God, but we'll be right with God. Okay? God, he makes us right. How many know that? Only because of Jesus are we right today. Let's face it. On my own merit, I fail. How about you? Right? But we have the righteousness of God when we have Jesus in our life. The God of our salvation. Let me keep going. Verse 6. This is the generation. Somebody say generation. Of them that do what? Seek the Lord. Even back in David's time, there was a people, the Jewish people he's talking about here. But we're spiritual Israel today. Can I get an amen? We're about to celebrate the feast of the Lord coming up. The end of the month, the next month, we'll be talking about it. But he says here, this is the generation of them that seek the Lord, that seek the face of thy face, O Jacob, Selah. They had seekers back then, and let me tell you today, church, we have to be the generation of him that do what? Seek the Lord. Amen. Seek what? His face. We got to seek God more than ever before. It's a time for us to be seekers of God today, right? Seekers of his face. He's encouraging here. He's saying, O Jacob, seek the Lord. Talking to Israel, God is telling us today, seek me. Seek my face. Don't make excuses. You don't have time to seek the Lord. We all got time. You make time. Amen. You got to seek God. He's so important for you and me today. Seek the Lord, right? Seek his face. Be in his presence. Tommy Tenney wrote a book, The God Seekers. Has anybody read that book? I got it. Awesome book. We got to be God seekers today. Those of us who are, we're going to be what? We're going to be blessed of the Lord. So powerful here today. In Psalm 27, verse 8, look what it says. And when thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart. This is David. David says, in this verse, he says, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. When the Lord told David to seek him, what did he say here? His heart, David's heart said, Lord, I'm going to seek you. Amen. We got to be like David today. Can I get an amen? That our heart wants to seek God, right? That's a pure heart when you got a heart to seek God. Amen. When you seek God, you're going to have clean hands today, church. Who's hearing me? You cannot be in the presence of God, read his word continually, and not change. Trust me, 39 years, you will change if you want to stay in the presence of God because you want to be like him. Can I get an amen? You want to be like him, so you got to seek him, and he'll change you. I don't change you. I can't change you. I can preach the word that'll change you. God will use me to help you, but he changes you. How many know that? That's why when we try to change other people, we mess up. How many know it? Wives, you can't change your husbands. Hearing me today. And let me go. Husbands, you cannot change your wives. I've had to learn that lesson over and over. Sometimes I have to just back off, say, Lord, I got to be careful. I don't want to get in trouble here. Right? We can encourage. We can help our spouses. We can love them like we're supposed to. But God will change your wife. God will change your husband. God will change your kids. Who's hearing me today? We can't change people. So if you're trying, stop. Let God do it. It's by his Holy Spirit. He will do it. Let's be like David. David says, yes, Lord, I want to seek your face. My heart wants to seek you today. Oh, that's got to be our prayer today. Let me keep going here. Praise God. And he says here, Selah. That means pause and pay attention. That's what I want you to do right now. Pause and pay attention to what we're reading here, right? That David told Israel, he's telling us today, that we're to do what? We're to seek him. Amen. And we're to seek his face. Think about that today. Pause. Selah. And let this thought be in your mind today. Verse 7, he says, lift up your heads. We sang about it today. God today is saying to you and me, he says, lift up your heads. Some of you came in down today. God doesn't want you to be like this. He says, lift up your head. Who's hearing me today? Oh, you guys are too quiet for me today. Amen. He says what? Lift up your heads, O ye gates. We're the gates too. Amen. He says here, be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. We're the doors too. Get this today, church. Amen. He says, and the King of glory shall come in. Oh, hallelujah. Who's the King of glory? It's Jesus today. Can I get an amen? He's saying, look up to me. The Bible says, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Don't look down. You don't have nothing to look down about. You got Jesus. You got to look up today. Who's hearing me? He's encouraging us here to what? Lift up our heads. Okay. If you don't lift your head up, how are you going to be a witness to other people today? If you're like this when you go around to work and you have a down face, you think people are going to want to know about Jesus that you have in your life? I don't think so. They need to see the joy of the Lord on you. They need to see you happy. They need to see you with your head up, because God is blessing you. That blessing we're talking about. Why? Because your hands are clean. Who's hearing me today? And my heart is right. It's not perfect, but it's pure. God's working on my heart. He's working on my hands. It's better than Irish Spring, let me tell you. The spiritual soap. The spiritual soap of the Lord. Amen. He knows how to clean us up. Amen. I got to get cleaned up from time to time. How about you? I'm not there yet. I'm getting there, though. It's from glory to glory, the Bible says. I'm getting there. How about you? We got to get there. There's no quitting in this church. Who's hearing me? We don't have time to quit. People who say to me, I can't do it anymore. Baloney, you can't do it anymore. That's the devil talking. The devil wants you to say you can't do it anymore. Oh, pastor, you don't know I've been praying for my husband all the years. Well, keep praying, because it's about to happen. You never give up. Right. We can't be quitters. We don't need to quit. We got the victor with us, Jesus. Right? If he could do it and he's with us, we're going to win. It's a matter of time. Let me keep going here. How many getting blessed today? It's good stuff. It's deep. Amen. Let me finish this so we can get ready for communion. Praise God. He says in verse 8, who is this King of glory? David, questions again. What is it, David, with these questions? He gives the questions and he gets the answers. I like that though, right? Amen. He says, who is this King of glory? Look what he answers. The Lord what? Weak. No, I didn't read. The Lord strong. Is your Jesus strong today? You know he is. He says, the Lord strong and mighty. That's our God today. He's strong and mighty. He's a lot stronger than the devil today. How many know that? He's a lot stronger than your enemies you might have today. He's strong and he's mighty. Who's this? The King of Glory, our Jesus today. That's why we can do what? Lift up our heads and look up. Right? Because we got the victor with us. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Wow. Powerful. Who is it? This is our Jesus. Amen. Look at verse 9. He says it again. I want you to notice this two times now. He says, do what? Lift up your heads. None of this anymore. Praise God. If I see you doing that, I'm going to come by and slap you a little bit. Say, lift up. I'm having fun with you today. Because the devil wants us to press us. How many know that? The devil wants you to think you can't win and it's over. It ain't over until Jesus said it's over. Amen. He says here, lift up your heads again, O ye gates. He's talking about us spiritually. Even lift them up, you everlasting doors. We got to see where he wants to come in, right? He says, and the King of Glory shall come in. Oh, he wants to come in more into our lives. He wants to come in more into our church. He wants to come in more in the city of Chicago. But we got to want him to come. Who's hearing me today? Right? We got to get united with other churches and other people who love God and say, we can make a difference, right? Because we can. We got the gospel. We got the truth. Amen. The truth is more powerful than gangbangers today. Who's hearing me today? The word of God is more powerful than terrorists today. Who's hearing me? Oh, yeah, they got some power, but we got almighty power here. But we got to come together. We realize we're in a fight today. It's a fight. The devil's, he's got all barrels out there right now. And at times it looks like he's winning, but let me tell you, there's a day coming he's going to lose bad. Who's hearing me today? Don't focus on the negative you're seeing. That's what sells news. That's what makes the news. The 10 o'clock, all the news, it's all 90% of it's bad, right? But don't get caught up in that. Don't get weak. Don't get depressed. If it starts to bother you, turn it off. That's what I do. When I start hearing politicians fight against one another and they want to put down our president and he's this and he's that, you don't know. You're not even in his shoes. To be the president of the United States is such a difficult position. Do you know that today? It's the hardest position in the world to be the president of the United States. And I'm not here to tell you President Trump is perfect, but you know what? He's God's man right now. Hear me. Those of you who are watching me, hear me today. The Lord put him in that place. If you like him or not, you need to respect him and let him do his job in the name of Jesus. Who's with me here today? Christians prayed him in. Do you know that? And the politicians, because he's not a politician. Did you know that? He's a businessman. And he's trying to do what's right, but all forces of evil are against him. And yes, he needs prayer. His life doesn't always say the right thing. We know that. I pray for him every day. Are you? Pray for him that he says the right thing and he does the right thing. But God is over him, let me tell you. I don't have more time to get into it. We got to pray for our president, support him, not put him in the dirt every day. I'm sick and tired of it. Amen. He says here, lift up your heads, right? He says, and the King of Glory shall come in. Verse 10, who is this King of Glory? The Lord of Hosts. He says it a little different now, right? First he said it's the King of Glory, right? Now he says he's the King of Glory and he's the Lord of Hosts. A little bit more authority, power here. He's the Lord of Hosts. That's an authoritative figure when he says the Lord of Hosts. This is Jesus, amen, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, amen. He is the King of Glory, Selah. Think about this today, he says, amen. Pause and think who you serve today. We're not just serving a man, we're serving Jesus, right? The King of Glory. He's the King and the Lord of Hosts, right? This is what we need to think about. In Psalm 95:3, it says this, the Lord is a great God. Somebody say great God. And a great king above all gods. Let me say that again. Psalm 95:3 says it this way. The Lord is what a great God. He's great. There's no one like our God today. Can I get an amen? And he's a great king above all gods. Gods with a little g. Okay. He's the God. Amen. Who's that? Our Jesus. Our God in heaven. Amen. So today, ladies, get ready to do your song. Those of you who are watching right now, what am I talking about? Clean hands. Clean hands. Some of us need to get some soap before we have communion today. Spiritually, I'm talking right now, and we need to ask God to cleanse us. Because he wants to bless us, but we got to have what? Clean hands and a pure heart. Praise God. So I'm going to ask one of the ushers, would you go down and get those who are downstairs? Amen. And the ladies are going to lead us in a song. And I'm going to do a little something different today. I feel led to do a little different. We're not going to pass out the communion. We're going to all come up and have communion together as a family here. Can I get an amen? All right. So maybe Brother Carlos, you can come and get the camera out of here for now, because we're going to have everybody, after we sing this song, we're going to have everybody come up and we're going to have communion as a big family here. Can I get an amen? How many love me today, your pastor? All right. I'm giving you God's word from the heart. Praise God. Don't take it the wrong way today. If you're convicted, it's because God needs to do some cleaning. Can I get amen? Let him clean what needs to be clean. Let him purify what he needs to purify. That's what he does. That's what we have the Holy Spirit today. He's our cleaner-upper. Amen. He's cleaning me up every day, so he's going to clean you up too. All right. So let's stand. Amen. And the ladies are going to sing us a song.